Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Kansas City Chiefs, the defending world champions, they've won 2 Super Bowls in, what, the last 4 years? And their best defensive player now, coming off his best season of his career, arguably, first team All-Pro, defensive tackle, top 10 player according to the NFL.com's player poll, Chris Jones, wants a contract extension, and he wants it now. He's got 1 year left on his deal, and he is holding out of training camp because he wants Aaron Donald-type money. And obviously, Aaron Donald has been the king of the defensive line for, you know, past decade, and he's the highest-paid guy, $31.6 million a year. Quinnen Williams is now second, way behind at $24 million a year, 4 years, $96 million deal he just did with the Jets. And my guess is the Chiefs want Chris Jones to settle somewhere within there, but I think he wants Aaron Donald money or more. And so he's sitting out. And Brett Veach, the GM, has said, Rob, they are not trading him. He said, this isn't Tyreek Hill. Well, we traded Tyreek. We couldn't match his price or didn't want to match his price. And we're not trading Chris Jones. And he even said that when they traded Tyreek, part of it was because they knew Chris Jones' deal was about to come up and they were going to have to do something with him. My thing is this, Rob, and you and I have disagreed. I don't mind if a quarterback wants to take a little less money than he could get to help other players get more money and keep them on the team, other great players, so they can win more. But what we are seeing with the Kansas City Chiefs is when Patrick Mahomes gave them a team-friendly deal, signed for, what, 12 years? 10 years, 12 years? So that they could be flexible with this contract and give more money to other key players to keep them. Travis Kelce is making less than he could get elsewhere. And they are both doing it because they want to win. And how in the world, when Tyreek is gone, all right, they won without him. You're not winning, I don't think, without Chris Jones. So where is the money? And Rob, I am with you in that if the owners aren't going to give the other players the money that a Mahomes and a Kelce in this, man, but mainly Mahomes, have given up, have left on the table, then don't leave the money on the table.
So you've come around because you're just seeing that they're not. I'm just saying.
I'm not like you got to get every last penny. I'm with Mahomes' mentality, but I'm saying it seems like they may be taking advantage of him.
And that's the way you have to look at it, Chris. And that's my issue. There's a couple things on why I'm against it. A, it doesn't seem to trickle down to the other players. So you sounds good. Oh, yeah, well, we got money left over so we could keep our players and we could keep it together and we can win. Then you have the other problem, Chris, of a bad general manager who might mismanage the money that you're giving up, right? And then the other part is maybe the owner wants to pocket it and say, don't spend it. You know what I mean? Right. We got Mahomes at a discount. Are you kidding? I'm not spending that. I'm putting that in my pocket. Those are the issues. And I don't think that's a player's job, right? They tell you, just play. Don't worry about the other stuff. Oh, unless it's money. Then they want you to be a de facto GM because there's money involved. But if you were to go and say, hire this coach or get this player, Chris, they tell you to worry about what you're doing, right? You're not the GM. You're not ownership. Worry about playing. And the Tom Brady thing, and we've talked about this before, you know, with just what the Patriots did during those years when Tom was taking less, Chris, is according to the Boston Globe, this is not Robopedia, okay? This is the Boston Globe. New England only spent more than the NFL average once in Tom Brady's last seven seasons. That was 2019 with the team. They also spent below the league average in seven of his last 10 years, including in Super Bowls years 14, 16, 17, and 18. So the savings Brady gave them never actually reached other players. That's why it's a bad thing for players to do that, to give a team a hometown discount, to give them a team-friendly package. There's no reason. The thing is set up for the way, and if you're not going to guarantee me, unless you put it in writing, Chris, that if you don't spend this extra $40 million, then it goes back to me and you pay it down the road in deferred payments if it's not spent. If we're not at the league average or above, then I want that money back because the agents need to get on this. This is ridiculous for players to have to give up money for nothing.
Totally agree. And I love that idea of you can put a clause in your contract. Patrick Mahomes has, and I don't want to make him out to seem like an angel, but he has pure intentions in this situation. He is saying, I am going to leave some money on the table. I'm going to leave you. Rob G, what is Mahomes now? The seventh highest paid quarterback, and we get the way
and
it
dropping
works.
And, right, it just
you know when
right.
guys come up, you know they're going to make more money. But there's no doubt he left some money on the table, and he did it because he wants to win, which I love. He did it because he wanted other teammates to be able to get more money so they could stay on the team and win Super Bowls. That's great, but it seems like he should have. And Rob, like you said, you need to have a clause in there. If we don't spend the money I'm leaving on the table, then that money comes to me. Simple as that. Simple as that. And that's where I don't like these teams taking advantage of the players. And Rob, when Brady was in his last year with New England, I was saying, He clearly can't carry mediocre skilled position players like he used to. He did it for years. They won a lot of Super Bowls, obviously, but now he can't do it. And I was saying what New England should do, rather than let him walk, go out and upgrade the skill position.
Right. That was what should have happened, and especially with the money that they saved over those years. They had money, Chris. And you know New England is famous. Ty Law. There's about 50. Rob G., probably could get a list of 10 players who contributed to those Super Bowls, who was shown the door and never got paid.
Prematurely.
Right.
That's why, and I don't agree with this, but a lot of people are saying, you know, they could fire, if they don't play well this year, that they should fire Belichick. And part of it is that, hey, Belichick was showing everybody the door. You know, when their time was up, even though they, you know, it seemed premature in a lot of cases. He didn't worry about, oh, they had contributed to this Super Bowl and that Super Bowl. He just got rid of them.
Can you imagine being, though, Chris, like a Ty Law and those guys up there in New England, and, you know, it's all about Brady, which is fine because that's the quarterback, gets all the glory, but they never got paid. Do you know what I mean? In New England, right. They never got their payday. And in the NFL, I think that's a shame because you give of yourself more than any other sport, Chris. You give of yourself, and you're going to be reminded almost every day when you wake up and get out of that bed what you put yourself through.
Well, and the thing, too, is, and look, obviously the higher paid guys are making money that, you know, is just almost beyond spendable, you know. But these guys are done playing in their mid to late 30s.
They got a long way to go,
right,
Chris.
They got a long way. And you look at
try to find out why all
backs.
These guys got podcasts and trying to
right?
get in the media.
Oh,
it's because they need jobs. Don't
some
kid
of
yourself.
These dudes need money.
They need
man.
Jobs.
If a running back makes $10 million for his career, and I'm not talking about obviously Saquon's getting that for this one season, but let's say a good running back, not awesome, but good, people know his name, he makes $10 million for his career. The way things are going now. That's got to hold him. Remember, that's $5 million, $6 million with taxes, whatever. And then he's spending as he's playing. That's got to hold him the rest of his life, him and his family. And so, like you said, Rob, a lot of these guys, they're working because they want to keep making more money or need to make more money. So that's why they need to get paid. Mahomes obviously is set financially, even though he's taking less, but I don't like to see him being taken advantage of, if indeed that's the case. And Rob, these franchises are appreciating like crazy.
Chris, the owners they're making money, and they're not taking. They're not saying, "Hey, you know what, fans? I'm making so much money. Let me give you a discount on your tickets. I'll give you a hometown discount, Chris, on season tickets, or I'll give you a hometown discount so you're not paying $17 for a beer, Chris. I know you don't drink beer like that, and I don't either, but the guys I know, when they go to ball games, a beer is $17, Chris.
It's ridiculous.
$17 for a beer.
That is ludicrous. That's just taking advantage of the people.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying they shouldn't do with the players.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They know you ain't going to – you can't leave the stadium.
You can't leave, right. Exactly. And you want a beer while you're watching the game and wash down a couple of dogs, right? So what's your option? You have none.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer, and you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Tyreek Hill. Everybody's putting out lists. And it, Rob, this is interesting because, again, a lot of times athletes will get upset when media put out lists. And now that athletes, or even are critical of athletes, and now that more athletes are getting into the media, and Tyreek Hill is involved with podcasting, they are doing the same thing, and that's fine. But it just shows you, like you always say, they used to say you never played, you right. Can't critique us. But even when a Shaq or a Charles Barkley were all-time
now greats, they got their panties in a bunch,
they get
too.
Upset with them. Right. So, look, I say it all the time, Rob, and we're not out to just look for the negative. We're just calling it like we see it. But I say what we do. Rob, we're doing nothing any different other than we do have some, you know, firsthand knowledge of the players, the coaches, the teams, and the sports because we've covered them for decades, you and I. But we're doing what they are doing in every barbershop, every sports bar, every group of guys that gets together and watches a game on TV, we're just talking about the players positively or negatively.
Right.
We're calling it like we see it. Oh, Jordan's better. LeBron's better. That's what they do in all these barbershops. No different.
No doubt, Chris. And it's all subjective.
Right.
Everybody has different criteria. Some people put a bigger thing on winning. Some people don't care if you win or not. It's just about how you play. It's all different. It's not like math. When you do math, Chris, 2 and 2 is 4, no matter who's doing it. But when you talk about stuff like this, it's all arbitrary. We talk about it all the time. Like even if you say, well, who's the GOAT? All you want to know is what's your criteria. How'd you get to that point, right?
Right.
There's no right
That's
or wrong
the thing.
Answer.
You got to have some
what's
criteria.
What's your criteria,
some logic.
Right?
Yes.
Right. If I hear you and you say, well, LeBron did it with 3 different teams and he did this and he did that and he went to the playoffs, the finals 10 years in a row, and those are things that are important to you, then you can make the case. That's
and
all.
We're
and I can disagree.
We may disagree and we'll go at it, but you're right. It is subjective. And the difference too, Rob, is that we do have to answer for our opinions. We get critiqued. We get criticized. I
Absolutely.
Talked with my wife the other day. You know, she's a medical doctor. Obviously, her work is more important than mine. But I was talking to her about how hard I've been working, and she was like, your job ain't hard. I said, hold up. I said, I am accountable every show I go on, TV and radio. People are looking for something to critique for me and you. People are looking, anything we say, Rob, people are looking to tear it down, just like the athletes. We are in a public job, and so we have to have thick skin because people will come for that head.
There's no doubt about it, but I think your wife has
more
critique and more pressure to make sure she doesn't slip
no
up.
No question about that.
You know, I mean, if she right, it's malpractice.
She's
if your wife, if your wife does something, it's malpractice.
Yeah, no
For
doubt.
Us, it's just a.
I wasn't saying I'm as important. My job. She, I was just saying, hey. It's not the toy department like they used to.
They used to call the sports department the toy department. Like you guys, and then Chris, we always laughed, and you appreciate this too, is. You know, election day for the newsroom, they buy pizza for everybody. Remember, they got to write on deadline, Chris. They're going to be working past midnight. And we, the sports people, would laugh and go, we write on deadline every night, and we work past midnight every night. What is this? We don't get free pizza.
Rob, I was telling somebody today, since I went to Fox, that's the first time I had weekends off in my entire career.
Right.
Which is, you know... 30 plus years.
Right. We
you
always know, work weekends
Saturdays
and holidays.
And Tuesdays were no different.
Yep.
Games every weekend, you're traveling, you're going to the games, but it's nice to have the weekends off for once. But anyway, let's get to Tyreek Hill. He gave his top 5 all-time receivers, Rob. Here's his list. Was it this order, Rob G? Or he just gave 5. All right, here we go. Antonio Brown, Torrey Holt, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. Obviously, no Jerry Rice. He was asked about that. Here's what he said. A lot of people get mad at me because I don't put Jerry Rice in my category. I love Jerry Rice. He played a long time in the NFL. He's like the alpha of our position. He wasn't playing in the sweet spot where I was able to watch. I was able to, in my rookie year, watch prime AB go out there and go for like 200 yards. So I'm going to say this, Rob. Obviously, Jerry Rice is the best receiver ever. I think it's that obvious. But he, at the very least, should be in your top 5. But I'm going to say this about Tyreek Hill. It's not his job. Now, he's dabbling in media. But he put it out there. These are the guys I've seen. And our job as kind of the caretakers of these sports to some degree, Rob, like you have Hall of Fame vote for baseball. I have NBA All-Star, NBA All-NBA and MVP votes and all that. That makes us caretakers of the sport because the decisions we make have repercussions. I mean, really, Like, your vote could keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame or put them in the Hall of Fame. My votes could, you know, lead somebody to making an extra $50 million or not. So we are caretakers in that regard, and we must know the history of the games. An athlete like Tyreek Hill, and this differentiates us from these guys who's doing podcasts, that's not really his job. So if he just wants to give the best five receivers he's seen with his eyes, I'm all good with it.
Yeah, I'm not. I think you're giving him a big pass for Jerry Rice, who some consider might be the greatest football player for some. I think it's a total disrespect of Jerry Rice and what he accomplished. Jerry Rice didn't play in the 1920s. For him to act like he doesn't know what Jerry Rice has done and the numbers that he can look at and when he played in the tougher situations where wide receivers and guys got paralyzed and all the other stuff that went on, I just think it's disrespectful. I don't need to see Babe Ruth play in order for me to look at the numbers and understand what went on to at least acknowledge the guy. Calvin Johnson put up great numbers, Chris. He didn't win one playoff game. He didn't play in one game that ever mattered. And they were down 21-0 in the first quarter. So guess what? Matthew Stafford could throw the ball the rest of the game, and they would let you catch the ball in front of him. Now, I'm not knocking Calvin Johnson for that being his situation and what he did, because he was a hell of a receiver. But let's put some context to it. Jerry Rice won championships. Jerry Rice cannot be ignored, cannot be acted like, well, I don't know what he did because I didn't watch. I know I wasn't around really when Martin Luther King was around, but let me tell you, I know he was a great man because I've done my homework and my research, and I've read up on these people. And the idea that Tyreek Hill could leave out Jerry Rice is totally ridiculous and once again tells me why. I don't know why fans and other people want to listen to these guys when they're not going to give you an honest, just.
No, he gave you an honest.
It's a terrible take to leave Jerry Rice out. It is, Chris.
Rob, I hear you. I said Jerry Rice is clearly the best receiver. He never saw him play.
There's video. They haven't seen Michael Jordan play.
He ain't trying to watch the video.
The kids haven't seen Michael Jordan.
Is it his job? His job is to go out there and be the best receiver he can be. Now, if you want to argue he should watch tape of Jerry Rice, that's okay. But he doesn't, apparently.
Shame on him. Shame on him that he hasn't watched tape on Jerry Rice.
He's doing fine.
Shame on him that you wouldn't.
He's doing great. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame next to Jerry Rice.
That you don't want to watch a guy who was one of the all-time greats. Even the kids who were born way after Michael Jordan stopped playing, they watch YouTube. They watch the documentary. They all, even after it was all over, even though they were born in the LeBron era, when they voted on ESPN.com, they went crazy over Jordan when they really got to see him. That's all I'm saying, Chris, is it's lazy and weak by Tyreek Hill to put out such a bogus and ridiculous list. And am I wrong on the Calvin Johnson, Chris? I'm just talking about the context.
Look, I don't know. I don't agree with the list. I was telling Ryan, he got a lot of malcontents. Now, Randy Moss and T.O., even though they were malcontents, they obviously had great careers, so they should be your top five. Antonio Brown as a great receiver. It's not – obviously, you got to have Jerry Rice. All right? There's no doubt about it. But I'm saying if he has told you, this is why I had this list. These are the guys I've seen. It's like when all these players – well, two is two too many. But when they said Paul George is the GOAT, they clarify – my GOAT. He's my favorite player of all time or my best player of all time. That's ludicrous, but it's theirs. You just said it's subjective.
Not Chris.
And why do you got to give us a reason for your list? And Tyreek Hill said, I never saw bro play.
What kind of list? Did he watch the Lions games? I covered them. I covered all of them. Did he watch the Lions games? Chris, seriously.
Rob G, how did the years overlap? Because then you got him.
Did he? I'm just asking because.
I mean, Rice obviously was much older.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. I really don't get the list. And I just don't understand how you could even start a wide receivers list without having Jerry Rice on it. That's all. And if you don't know Chris and you know the legend of it, you grew up at wanting to be a wide receiver or whatever, or becoming a great wide receiver, shocking that Jerry Rice wouldn't be on your list.
Rice retired in 04, and obviously he was like 42 years old. Calvin Johnson retired in 2015. He came into the league in 2007. Right. So, yeah, I mean, he's saying the guys he saw. You know, it's like somebody like my partner Nick Wright does his list of top 50 players in the last 50 years. Now, he didn't see all of them, but it's his job.
He was 9 years old when Randy Moss was playing, and he knew he was taking notes. Please, he was 9 years old.
I watched a lot of dude. When I was that young, I was watching religiously.
I would challenge him for him to remember what Randy Moss
Lynn
was doing
Swan
when he was nine.
And all these was Cliff Branch and Isaac Curtis. I was watching dudes religiously. I don't know if he was. I'm just saying, don't rip the nine-year-olds out there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, Rob, let's go back to the NBA. Of course, this weekend, right, Rob G, is the weekend that they are putting players into the Hall of Fame. And so Pat Riley did a conference call today with reporters, and he talked about the great Dwayne Wade. And here's what he said. Rob G?
Well, he said a lot. Very, you know, he was very appreciative of everything Dwayne Wade did in Miami. But, you know, the media can be, you guys, members of the media, we don't want to hear about how great Dwayne Wade is. We want to get some little controversy. So somebody asked him, is Dwayne Wade the greatest player in Miami Heat history? Pat Riley responded, quote, "You can argue whether or not LeBron or Dwayne were better as Heat players, but Dwayne is the greatest player ever who put on a uniform with us. LeBron was here for 4 years, gave us a tremendous lift, and helped Dwayne achieve what he wanted to achieve. But Dwayne is the greatest player that has ever played for the Heat, and that's not an insult to LeBron. That's because of his longevity and the short term that LeBron was here."
All right. Rob, look, I think that Pat Riley is essentially right. Dwayne Wade is Mr. Heat, Mr. Miami, whatever you want to call
it. Mr. Heat Miser? Is that what you said? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. You know, a lot of our audience has no idea what you're talking about.
But you know, Rob G, you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Christmas special.
Alex, no.
It was a fantastic Christmas special.
It was, Chris, right? Fantastic.
It was great.
The Heat Miser. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, he's Mr. Heat or Mr. Miami. He is. It's fair to call him the greatest player in Miami Heat history. He won the most rings with three, although does Haslam has 3-2 probably. But, you know, obviously he was a main cog in all three and the main cog in the first one. And just LeBron was the best player to ever play for Miami. No doubt about it. Just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the greatest player ever to play for the Lakers. But Mr. Laker, I think it's Magic Johnson. Some would say Kobe, but it's one of those two. And so two things can be true. Best player ever to put on a Heat uniform, LeBron James. Mr. Miami, best player that they, you know, for that franchise, Dwayne Wade.
And then here you go. Remember, they temporarily, Chris, renamed Miami-Dade County to Miami-Wade County.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Like that tells you about when you play a long place and you were able to win. And remember, Dwayne Wade won without LeBron James. That's what makes it different.
And what was the finals MVP, too. Yeah.
Right. Even though he took a million free throws, and I still got issues with that finals. But he did win, Chris. And I think that's what separates him. So what Pat Riley's saying is true. It's certain places. What hurts LeBron is that, other than Cleveland where he was drafted, he came back and did win that championship. But you're always going to be like the Lakers. Can't put a statue because he won't wind up.
Well, his number's going to be retired.
Right, but I'm saying a statue. You know, Miami, you know, already Michael Jordan's jersey's hanging up in Miami. You know what I mean? Like, so when you move around like that, it does take away a little bit from what you could. And that doesn't mean he's not a great player. I already told you he's number two on my list. But those are the things that people start to look at. And longevity plays in it when you're ready to honor somebody.
Yeah, what it does is when you bounce around on so many teams, and LeBron has kind of been on four. Obviously, it's three because he went to the Cavs twice. But those were two completely different Cavs teams, and they feel completely different. You don't – like, the Lakers, it's just not even realistic to think he would win enough titles with the Lakers to, like, become a Mr. Laker or something like that. He's in our opinion, the second best player ever. Some people's opinion, the first best, the greatest player ever. In any franchise he's played for, he has been the best player, in our view, to ever put on that uniform. And yet, the Lakers are more associated with other players, and not just Kobe and Magic, many other players. The Heat are more associated with at least Dwayne Wade. And now LeBron does have the Cavs. Some of that is because they've had such a pretty much a horrible to mediocre history. Like, they don't have any other players even close to his caliber. He also is from that area, Northeast Ohio. And I always said, Rob, and look, I don't know how it would have played out. Like, if LeBron had stayed in Cleveland, Rob, and never won a ring, he's better off doing what he did. He's better off doing what he did. Because there's no way you or me would be saying he's the second best player in the world. Nobody, he would be in the GOAT discussion.
No, winning if matters. He didn't we talk win about a championship all the time. You got to win. Multiple. But also, and if he would have stayed in, if he stayed in Cleveland and won two or three, Chris, without moving around like that, that would have been just fine too. Like if he had a long career there, and he would have won. I don't doubt for 1 second that at some point he would have won. And he didn't trust himself, or he was afraid to stay there. Because, you know, and the idea that no one would ever want to go play with him is just mind-boggling to me.
Well, that was my thought, not about nobody playing with him, but when he made his decision, I felt like, you know, and I was one of the few that didn't kill him because, you know, I knew he needed to win. But I did feel like, Rob, that he kind of sold himself short. Like, I definitely thought he was good enough to lead that team to championships. Without other, he didn't have any other real legit stars around him.
Right.
And had he done that, he didn't have a Scottie Pippen in his first go-round in Cleveland. Now, Pippen is better than Kyrie, but you can argue that Kyrie was, you know, that was like his Scottie Pippen, his second go-round. But had he won championships in Cleveland, Rob, and turned them into like an all-time great, you know, had a dynasty. Because that's the thing, too. When you jump around, LeBron has never had a dynasty.
Right.
I don't think any of his teams were all-time great teams.
No.
Now, it depends on how deep you go, right? How low you go, you could put that Miami team. But they're not – certainly not top five. Like, they weren't a dynasty. We thought they were going to win more than two championships in 4 years.
To me, Chris,
he thought that too.
And you could honestly say, and I don't think this would be harsh, but that Miami getting there four times and not winning three in a row or winning, maybe you don't win the first year, you just came together, but not winning three in a row where you would have been amongst the elite of the few teams that have ever won three in a row. You could look at it and be a little disappointed that they didn't win more, that they didn't win four, or they didn't win three. Had he put that team together and they won the first 4 years, Chris, it would have been Am I right?
If they won four in a row, yeah. I mean, that's a little goat fodder for you, even though he had obviously great players.
Now, that would be where you'd be like, you got great players, but they maximized it.
Right,
they won.
Right. And that's the thing, like, I just know, I remember like it was yesterday being on SportsCenter when everything went down and I was on all day and night. And if you had told me, Rob, they're going to win two of the next four championships, I would have thought that was crazy. Now, I wouldn't have said four just because, I mean, that hasn't been done since Bill Russell. But I would have thought three, Rob.
I
would have thought they were going to get at least three.
The one that they lost to Dallas was just bad.
They lost that because LeBron just fell apart.
Right.
There's no, I mean, they
you
were the
make
better
any
team.
Other excuse,
I'm sorry.
Right.
And I'm not trying to diss Dallas and Dirk. Dirk was phenomenal in that series, and he had really a great playoff player.
Chris, just admit you hate Dirk, okay?
No,
I'm just kidding.
But, Rob, the Heat was the better team. They were up 2-1. They thought, remember they made fun of Dirk? That's when the series turned, if I remember correctly. Dirk had a cough and a cold, and they making fun of him, LeBron and D-Wade coughing and all
remember
that.
Remember they were walking in the building coughing and carrying on, right?
Yep. And if LeBron just plays his game, they win that series. I mean, I'm sorry. And then now, would LeBron have learned the things he did? I talked to LeBron. I talked to his agent, Rich Paul. Like, they talked about him becoming a better man, looking in the mirror, becoming a better father, everything, better player, like better friend, like everything. And so maybe he needed that. Maybe he doesn't go on to do the great things he did after that if they win that series. Who knows? But that team, Rob, yeah, they left some on the table. There's no doubt about that. They left some meat on the bone.
They did, and that's the part that you look at, especially that one, Chris, because they should have won. And they would have won. Imagine you put together a team, you win three in a row, and even if you don't win that fourth one, you're up there with Shaq and Kobe, right? You're up there with Michael's two teams. Like, it'd be hard to say, we don't belong, no matter how the team was put together.
No, they would
put it together and we won.
Yeah,
right.
They'd be an all-time great team. That's right. And that's why, like, now, I mean, you mentioned Kobe, Shaq, you got to put them ahead of them. The Jordan teams, you got to put them ahead of them. I think Golden State, you got to put them ahead of them. Like, the Showtime Lakers. Like, I just, they were a great team. If you go low enough, yeah, all-time great, but not a dynasty. And again, that's part of jumping around is you're not there long enough. Because, Rob, I'm glad he went back to Cleveland. And that championship he won with them is his biggest championship, Rob.
Right.
That's his most important championship. He would probably say that. You know, I don't know if he has ever talked about which one means more. Obviously, they all do. But that's clearly the biggest one. But if he had stayed in Miami, Rob, say 8 years and won four rings, maybe five, I think that would be a dynasty.
No, that would have been. If he won four out of five?
Yeah. No. Not four or five in say 8 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And remember, they did win the back-to-back.
Yeah, they would need, right. At least they won that. Where we always have the problem with the Spurs that right. They never won back to back.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day, or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.